this amazing exhibition has already been held at Dublin Castle and in London around the time of the centenary of the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty. So we're very excited to bring it to Donegal, because Donegal is the only place in the northern half of the county that is taking it. So that's a really great thing for Donegal. We're delighted.
And what can people attending the exhibition expect?
As people probably know, obviously the Anglo-Irish Treaty was signed in December 1921 by the negotiators or plenipotentiaries, including Michael Collins and Arthur Griffith on the Irish side, and Lloyd George and Winston Churchill and others on the British side. And but to get back to that point, we kind of have to go back to the truce of July 1921 and the initial negotiations between De Valera and Lloyd George in London. So the exhibition takes us from the truce, from the end of the War of Independence, right through to January, or to the end of December, really, I suppose, and the journey, the physical journey that took place between all the people who had to go to London. And it's very interesting because it shows records that have not been seen before from the National Archives, from UCD and from the National Library. And we'll also be showing some of our own archives. And they include, you know, records of the women who were not really known about at the time, secretaries who went over, cooks, housekeepers, security personnel, all these people who nobody had known about before, as well as obviously the extremely famous people. So you have Michael Collins being for the first time really photographed in full view coming out of the place he was staying in, Knightsbridge in London. And you have letters written from Arthur Griffith to his family, from Collins to his girlfriend. You have material that we wouldn't have really seen before, because it would have been held in the National Archives or in other institutions, and they kind of come together. So that's and also obviously the most chief of those is the Anglo-Irish Treaty itself, which was signed by Collins, by Griffith, by Lord George, and by Austen Chamberlain and Churchill, obviously, and others, and which was so controversial, obviously, because it was barely passed in the Dáil, and obviously eventually led to the Civil War. So and it's going to be held in the museum from the 7th of May, so that's the week after next, right through to the 31st of May, and we're hoping that there will be that schools, and particularly the secondary schools, will come and visit us.